Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, wherever it is you're tuning in from. My name is Arthur, and I'm next to my best friend,
Philly Chi.
And this is
Outside the Church Walls.
What's up, Phil? How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's been a great day. Got to hang out with you. We got some double cheeseburgers.
I love double cheeseburgers.
Arthur ate two of them, which was great to see.
That is true. I will admit that. But you know what I like more than cheeseburgers?
What's that?
Chipotle.
Ooh, Chipotle is my life. Remember that Vine? Bring back Vine. Yeah.
Vine. Shout out Vine. What a throwback.
Man,
you took me back.
Yeah, but what do you love about Chipotle?
Honestly, because I can pick and choose whatever it is that I want. Like, I don't have to get what it is they're giving me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the chef, and you're giving me what I want.
That's right.
So, like, what does your order look like, though?
I wonder. Yeah, so when I go to Chipotle, one thing I love is always funny. I'm always like, you always point, you know? Like, people are like, I want that one, that one.
I know. Like you can see my finger. You know what I want.
It's the funniest thing that we do. Yeah. But when I walk in, I'm like, yeah, I want a bowl. And then I get a bowl, and then I go white rice. Pinto beans.
Classic.
Chicken.
Oh.
And then actually, hey, pro tip on this, just because we're talking about Chipotle.
Insider tip.
Shh. Insider tip. When you go through the line.
Just between us.
Just say, I like the rice. And then you go back, and if you say, actually, can I get a little bit of this? If you go back, they give you an extra scoop because they all know their scoops.
Oh.
So if you catch what I'm saying there. But anyways.
It's just like a little whoopsie, my bad, but yeah, I really meant it.
Can I get a little bit more of this? And they'll just give you a little bit more. Or if you ever say double afterwards, they give you the bigger scoop. And so, but I do white rice, pinto beans, chicken.
Yeah.
Then I go through the corn.
Yeah.
Corn salsa. And then I go for the cheese.
Okay.
And then I get chips.
Oh, wow.
And then I kind of shake up that bowl. And I use the chips as a spoon.
Oh, wow. That's very creative.
Yeah, I love it.
Scoop, scoop.
Scooby, scooby doo.
All right. So my order is way different than yours.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm already starting with skips. So whenever I'm up the line, no rice, no beans. I want that lean meat, just like you, chicken. And I'll do veggies.
Okay.
And I'll do corn, cheese, guac.
Sour cream?
No, okay. I can't.
All right.
But I will go a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of cheese, and that's it. Oh, I will admit, I do get double meat.
Okay.
Just because I can't do the single scoop, it's just not enough food, and I'm already sacrificing carbs. So, yeah, for those who don't know, I don't eat carbs just because I want to stay lean and mean.
Yeah.
Got to keep that six-pack, you know? So, admittedly, I can't do carbs. It's when I do eat carbs, it just goes all to my gut, so I can't. For that reason, I'm out.
Explains a lot about me.
Well, we're all blessed in different ways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, that's just I can't do it. So, but that's my go-to order. I love it. And Chipotle, I love you for always having just such a wide
variety. Why do you think you love Chipotle so much?
I'll tell you why. Because I get to literally pick and choose what it is I want.
Yeah.
And I can drop whatever I don't want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, but what I can't help but think is that sometimes we're doing that to our walk of Christ. What do you think about that, Phil?
That sounds deep. I want you to tell me more.
Well, let me tell you. So a lot of the times, as a Christ follower, and now I've been following Christ now for 20-something odd years, hard to believe.
Yeah,
I still feel like a young buck. But I've honestly noticed in my life that there have been times and chapters in my life where I've said, no, God, to this area of my finances, I can't tithe to your church. I won't do it.
Yeah.
Or I won't serve in your local church. I want to sleep in and just go to service and head out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure you're listening right now and you can relate. I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And or there's other times in my life where I'm just like, oh, like God, Saturday night, I want to hit the streets. I want to go party.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go maybe party it up, drink it up, do all that stuff, and then maybe miss a Sunday the next day.
You're like, it's okay.
And
it's that customization. I mean, I'm guilty of that as well. Like, I think, you know, for the longest time, I was really guilty I have to say we're all hypocritical, recovering hypocrite Christians. Right?
That's me.
That's us. One day we should get like a shirt to say, I'm a recovering hypocritical Christian.
Merch idea.
But, you know, for me, I was very guilty of being like, hey, Lord, I'm going to tithe. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be at church. But my purity life? Nah. My relationships? Nah. What I watch on TV? Nah. Like all of that stuff. In the quiet, nah.
Wow.
And it was, and I was very guilty of that. And that still has been at times a struggle in my life where if I'm not careful, what I watch, what I listen to will often make my desires go, well, I just want to do this.
Yeah.
And so I was very guilty until I had a friend be like, hey, you know, what would Jesus say about your purity? What would Jesus, how much are you really following Jesus if you're not surrendering to all of your life to him? And it really started hitting me, and I started seeing the effects of my life. And so, yeah, we will pick and choose. We're all guilty of picking and choosing.
Yeah, let me tell you why, because I think we live in the ultimate peak customization era of all time.
Yes.
We've seen it, obviously, in our food, across iPhones. You know, you can honestly pick whatever iPhone it is you want now. It's not no longer the one gray colored 8 gigabyte phone. But honestly, the biggest one that comes to mind, and I'm gonna throw y'all back with this one, Pimp My Ride.
So good. Exhibit.
Who remembers that?
I do.
Yeah. Who didn't grow up in the 2000s and wanted Exhibit to visit their house? We were all just praying, Exhibit, visit my house and pimp out my car.
Like, please, 4808 Salmon Runway, come on down.
I want those 24s on my car. I want that sick paint job on my car.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? It's like in the recent years, Pimp My Ride has been exposed.
Exposed.
Yeah, have you heard about this?
No, please tell me more.
All right, so guess what? So basically a lot of people have come forward and have said, my car that was pimped out on Pimp My Ride only lasted about a year before it broke down and no longer did it work.
What happened?
This is the funny thing. So let me tell you. So Pimp My Ride was dedicated to fixing up the cars, as we all know. They gave them that nice paint job, maybe those cool leather seats on the interior, maybe sick new wheels.
Yeah.
But you know the number one thing they overlooked?
What's that?
They overlooked the engine, the heart of what it is to run that machine.
Yeah.
So they were basically doing all this, all that, increasing everything all around without even making sure that the number one thing they needed to look at was the engine, aka the heart, to keep it moving and properly.
Man, that's good. That could preach.
That could preach.
That could preach.
But you know what's crazy is like Christians today, the culture today, we're doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, we are.
We're maybe getting that scripture tatted on us. Maybe we're actually
guilty.
I don't have a cool scripture tat
yet.
Not yet. I want one.
We can join the club one day.
Okay.
But we're guilty of that and keep going.
Well, we're guilty of getting that scripture tat.
Nothing wrong with tattoos.
Tattoos. But we're also going to going to church on Sunday, of course. We're making sure we do that. Maybe we are going to that small Bible study group during the week. Okay, we're checking it off there. But then what's happening is like we're not letting God transform us from the inside out, because we all know that our walk with Christ is much more than just behavior modification.
Oh yeah.
It's heart transformation.
Good.
Right? And that's going to be able to help you distinguish between, I need to not just tailor my language, but maybe I also need to forgive that person who it's so hard to forgive whenever they've done the most horrible thing to me in my life. And guess what? I've been there plenty of times. I don't know about you, Phil. How hard is it, you know, in life whenever somebody does you so wrong and it's just like, I don't want to forgive them, but God, you've forgiven me.
You told me to forgive me. Yeah, like we want to do that. Scripture talks about, you know, hey, if any of you say you love God but hate your brother, you are a liar. And I was guilty of that for a long time. I love my brother, but there were times where I wasn't. And there were times where my literal brother and I did not get along. And that verse would trip me up all the time.
Wow.
But God's saying, hey, like, it's not just this hokey pokey faith. It's not in, you're out. Your right hand's in, your right hand's out. You shake it all about. No, like, he's like, hey, we're not getting charismatic here, but we are trying to say, like, hey, like, it's full all-in faith. It can't be a customized Christ. We can't have a customized
Chipotle Christ.
No Chipotle Christ, yes, right? Like, we can't have that.
As great as that sounds, but we're honestly doing that inadvertently in our own lives.
Yeah.
We're picking and choosing what we want. God, I want your blessings. I want your forgiveness. I want your grace. I want your anointedness. I want your promises and plans for me.
Yeah.
But God, I can't let you in my dating life because there's this girl that I really like, but she doesn't follow you. Or God, I can't let you in my finances right now because I like to gamble on the weekends or whatever it is, it might be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's taking up your resources.
I don't want you to know how I lead my family, how I interact with my boss, how I interact with my coworkers. Mm. There's so many things that every day that we have to look at, and it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking this morning about the disciples, and when Jesus called the disciples, why don't you read that verse that we were talking about this morning? It's like out of Luke, Mark, one of the two, help us out, give us that frame of reference.
Absolutely. So this is going to be Mark chapter 1, and it's going to be in verse 16. I'm going to read all the way through 18, and I'm going to be reading from the NIV. And it says this, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother, Andrew, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Wow, how amazing. You know, Phil, when I was reading these verses, the number one thing that stood out to me was that the text says, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Immediately telling me that this was not just a casual thing that Simon and Andrew were involved in. It was part of their identity, part of probably their 9-to-5. It was how they were identified as, for they were fishermen. Kind of like, let's say, for instance, if you and I were on the football field and Jesus saw us, and Jesus said, I saw Arthur and Philip tossing the football, for they were football players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes us sound like that's our living. That's our identity. You know, much more than like nobody's going to introduce themselves as football players if like you just throw that football occasionally once a week or something like that. You know, I don't show up to small groups and say, hi, my name's Arthur and I'm a football player. And somebody goes, oh, really? Like, what team are you on? Oh, I'm not on a team.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, how many times a week do you play? I mean, I play every now and then, maybe if I have a chance. Oh, okay, so that's just a really odd way to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
So for me, scripturally, when I read that, I'm like, this is not just in here as happenstance. And it goes on to say, come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. And it says in 18, which I love, at once they left their nets and followed him. Mm. What does that tell you, Phil?
They're men of action.
That's so good, right? But it also says, like, to me, not just action, right? But they were able to, like, let it go. Sometimes when you follow Christ, it's going to involve you letting go of something that defines you or defines your identity.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Arthur and I'm a drug dealer, but I had to leave these baggies behind to follow Christ, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I had to leave that bottle behind in order to follow Christ, right? Or maybe I had to leave just crazily using up my time and resources on a Saturday night, you know, binging Netflix episodes, whatever it may be, that just is taking up and occupying my time in order to fully follow Jesus Christ in obedience.
Yeah, like when I hear that, and to make it practical for people in my own life and what I had to do in my own life, I had to leave certain friends behind.
Oof.
I had to leave certain relationships behind.
Yeah.
Who I love and God loves. Nothing about, like, it's not that I was better than them. It's not that anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just Christ was calling me to not, when I was with them, we were often gossip. We would tear down other employees.
Wow.
We would tear down other people.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fruitful. It wasn't producing what God would want me to produce.
Mm.
And so I had to leave that behind. And I had to, like, honestly stop associating myself with them.
Yeah.
And that was hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, in the, like, we don't want to be that person because we're afraid to be, one, canceled. Oh my gosh, we don't want to be canceled today.
Yeah.
But it's like, but at the same time, it's like God calls us to follow him. That's why I love it. It says, like, and with those disciples, one thing that you read that once stood out to me was Jesus says, hey, come follow me and I will send you. Mm. Or ESV says, and I will make you fishers of men.
Mm.
So when we follow Jesus, there is a transformation that happens.
Wow.
It's that we leave something behind.
Mm.
And the disciples, as you said, they immediately left everything behind. They couldn't just be like, I will follow you, but I'm going to bring all my fish and all these nets and everything else. No, they had to leave it.
They had to leave it, or else they knew that they couldn't just be halfway in and halfway out, right? But so many of us, and I've been in that camp, I'll be the first one to say it, that I've been so guilty of being that person that says, I'm going to follow God. I'll show up at church on Sunday. I'm there. Like, I'm listening. I'm all in. But I think I'm all in, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I'm living what's called a double life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like,
you're a double agent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm playing on both sides. Like, I want this and I want that. I want acceptance. I want love. I want to feel wanted by all these people that are around me.
Yeah.
But
one of my old mentors, to cut you off, just to give you a real life example, Chasing the Rabbit here.
Yeah.
He used to talk about the spiritual splits. Mm. And so he would say that, you know, often he said you'd have 1 foot over here and 1 foot over here. And then they're both pulling you different ways.
Yeah.
Eventually when you do the splits and God's like, hey, go run.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'm doing the splits. I can't really run right now.
Wow.
And so it's a matter of we can do that with the spiritual splits, or we can do that with following Christ or not following Christ.
Wow.
And it's not, you know, we're really good at signing up in groups. We're really good at being around Christians on certain days.
Yeah.
But it's those everyday moments.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I love about God is that he knows all. He sees all. We serve a God who knows everything. So he knows what really is on our heart.
Yeah.
He knows what we're doing Friday at like when we should be asleep. He knows when we're staying in bed too long. He knows when, and those aren't bad things, but he knows where our hearts can easily, how Satan is so crafty.
Yeah.
He can just sneak in, give you a little thought, or make you do something. Later you're going to go, that was not what I wanted to do, nor was what God wanted to do.
Wow. And why is it so important for us to just give over the keys, per se, to God in those areas? I'll tell you why. First off, for me, is every time I try to handle it on my own, it always failed. Mm. I was either always going to be in the courthouse having to answer for it, or I was either going to be in heartbreak or disappointment. I was going to be in frustration. I was just going to know that every time I attempted to do it on my own and not God's way, it didn't produce the results, the best results that best I wanted. Results. Yeah. It's like God is the architect at giving us a better life. And when we give him over those keys, he can do some amazing things in our life if we just let him.
You know, it's almost like we could write a song.
Mm.
Almost like.
How would it go?
It would be a beautiful country song.
Okay.
Just imagine with me.
It's hard because I'm not a big country fan, but
Jesus,
I'm in it with
take
you.
The wheel.
Great song, by the way. And I do love that song. I always forget that's a country song.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
She's one of my celebrity crushes. But
I didn't know she sung that song. Interestingly enough.
Really? Yeah. Jesus take the wheel. So, but it's what you were saying was that like, we want Jesus to take the wheel.
Yeah.
And to give it to him. And that's what the disciples did. And that's what I feel like we're talking about today with customization of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That we often would love a Chipotle Jesus.
Yeah.
We would love a Chipotle.
Fit to our lifestyle.
Let me just God, cause then I get to pick. And it's like, you and I are living examples of hypocrites of that. Like we've talked about that often. And so, but we choose to follow Jesus. It's like what I shared with you this morning.
Right.
I was reading in Psalm 63 where it literally says, hey, my soul thirsts for you. My heart faints for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
Yeah.
And it's like, we go, yes, yes, I thirst for you. But then I today, literally for the like first time in a long time, was like verse 3 stuck out to me. And it said, why? And it was because your steadfast love is better than life.
Wow.
So God's never-ending, enduring love is better than life. And that's why we follow him. It's because he is not the quick fix.
Yeah.
Jesus is not plan B.
Yeah.
Jesus is not the second option.
Yeah.
No, it is the fact that Jesus is who he says he is, and he's done what he says he does, and he loves us and sees us. And because of that, we choose to follow him.
Mm, that's so good. Now, let me ask you this, Phil.
Yeah.
Why do you think, not why, let's think about it this way. If somebody is struggling right now to allow Jesus to transform a certain area of their life, how can they go about giving Jesus the keys over to that part of their life? What can they do starting today? They're listening right now. They want answers. They've been trying, and they've been failing.
Yeah.
What do you think is a practical way to help?
A few things come to mind.
Okay.
Craig Rochelle, one of my favorite leaders I love to listen to, says you cannot defeat what you cannot define.
Ooh.
And I think, first of all, you need to define what that thing is.
Mm.
Is it lust? Is it pride? Is it self-awareness? Is it self-acceptance?
Yeah.
Is it people-pleasing? Whatever it is. It could be finances. It could be relationships. Whatever. You cannot defeat what you cannot define. So we need to define what is it that God you're calling me to.
Right.
And like literally define it. Write it down. Let it be a visual. Like let it see it. And then go, okay, and then attack it. And then also what I say is, so once you have it, get somebody in your life to be honest and accountable to and say, hey,
wow,
the Lord has told me this.
Yeah.
And like God has made me, you know, sometimes we get a little weird. God spoke to you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, God in his word. And also I feel like when I've asked him in my prayer time, God has revealed this to me where this is a struggle. here's my plan of action.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you something bold. If I was to share with you, hey, Arthur, I'm struggling with this.
Yeah.
Here's my plan of action. Would you add anything or take anything away from that plan of action?
No.
What I mean by that. No, no. You missed it.
No.
I'm saying I just shared with you my plan of action.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to ask for your advice and say, would you add anything to my plan or take anything away? And it's putting some a little bit of the accountability partner to be able to speak into life and go, hey, that's good. I think you could push in a little bit harder. Or I think you could push in a little bit harder. Or I think you could say, hey, that's good, but I don't think you're really attacking the problem.
Yes.
Like if it's like, you know, I really struggle with lust. Okay, and so what are you going to do about it? Like, you know, I'm just not going to lust anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, well, okay, hold on. Are you putting blockers on your phone? Are you not watching that? Are you like locking down certain things?
Right.
If it's that, oh, you know what? I just really, how I use my finances. Great. What's your budget? What's your really, how much are you really trusting God with this? Of really being honorable, define it, be accountable, and then do it. Like look at the disciples. The disciples did not, we look at that verse, the disciples at every point were like, well, let me think.
Okay, I know, right?
There's this man, Jesus.
Yeah.
He sounds good. No, it says they immediately dropped their nets and left.
Wow, yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And so it's like, do something about it. God is worth it.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's worth it. And I think he's totally worth it.
He's 100% worth
it. So yeah, I would say define it. I would say that you've got to be accountable and tell someone about it and then immediately do it.
And one thing I like that you and I are both big advocates of is journaling.
Yeah.
So maybe it starts there before you're comfortable enough to maybe approach maybe a friend yet. If you are comfortable with a friend, go for it. But I love this whole man in the mirror type of like persona.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Great song.
We love Michael.
And please forgive us if we just bursted your ears.
Yeah, sorry. But, and forgive us if you're like, I hate Michael.
No, because I love Michael Jackson. My favorite song is Billie Jean, but not to
throw
us off on a tangent. Honestly, get yourself a journal.
Yeah.
And write down what it is that you could change. Mm. You know, like Phil just talked about putting on certain blockers, if it's something that you're struggling with that you watch on your phone, whatever it may be, or if it's like anything, but go on your journal, write it down, and you can, what I love to do is like I write it down in a prayer format.
Yeah.
I'll say, dear God, I'm struggling with this, this, and this, and this, and this. I just want you in all of this. Yeah. I don't want to keep you out. Yeah. I'm inviting you in.
And what's great about the journaling is the fact that when you journal it, you get to go back and look at it.
Oh, it's so great.
And it's like, and for me, my journal is like my diary. Like I don't share it often with many people.
Yeah.
Because it's a time where I get to be before the Lord and just be honest. Yeah. But what's great is you look back and you go, wow. Hey, 6 months ago, God, I was here. 3 months ago, I was here. A year ago, I was here.
And now and I've seen like, God work in my life through this. And yes. It's like the ultimate like throwback Thursday. Yeah.
And if you're not a journaler, let me just give you a challenge. Something that I do, The Crown, great Netflix TV show. The Crown and Crown. About the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Okay.
I haven't.
Anyways,
I blew your mind there.
Yeah, you did. the Crown, it shows the Queen and what she does at the end of every day, she writes one or two sentences.
Okay.
And I took that because I got in a lull of journaling. I love journaling. I got a big lull in it. And so what I have to pick it back up to get me back into it, I was like, okay, Lord, here's what happened today. Help me tomorrow to do this. Hey, Lord, here's what did it. Help me tomorrow to do this. And I did that. And what was fun is now I can look back and that was like 3-4 months ago and I can go one or two sentences.
Wow.
We're not saying, hey, like go write a journal, go write a diary. Some of us, we could easily do that. Some of us, we need to write one sentence.
Yeah. Don't write a book, but I mean, one or two sentences is enough and start that process. Be vulnerable, be honest, and whatever it is that you need to be honest with God. And trust me, God is going to do some amazing things. Mm-hmm. He's waiting on you. Just meet him halfway.
Take that leap of faith. And let me close with a quote that I love.
All right, go for it.
So one of my pastors in our church, he was preaching and talking about living for Jesus. And he like just dropped a bomb. So I have it on my note here. I want to read it. And he says, some point, what I believe about Jesus, if it isn't matching my life, then I really don't believe it.
That's so good.
And so it's the fact that, hey, if we are sitting here and we're saying, I believe Jesus wants me to be pure in my thoughts.
Right.
I believe Jesus wants me to lead my family. I believe Jesus wants me to love my coworkers. I believe Jesus wants me to witness to my people, to our neighbors. I believe Jesus wants me fill in the blank. If you believe that, but it does not match up to our lives, then you really don't believe it.
Wow.
And so I would say, and I've been convicted of that, and I think that's what summarized here, we can't have that Chipotle Jesus. Mm. It's not pick and choose. It's not hokey pokey. It's full all in.
Wow. What a great way to end the podcast. Thank you, Phil. That's so good.
Yeah.
Please, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, like, join, follow us on all our socials. Outside Church Walls. If you have a question, send it to us. Email it to outsidechurchwalls@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining today. We can't wait to see you next time, where we're going to dive into a new topic called intimacy.
Bum, bum, bum.
Uh-oh. You're not going to want to miss this. See y'all next time. Bye.